Just wanted to read a portion here from Mark chapter 14. Just a few verses, but a lot said in a few verses. It reminds me of the simplicity of what we're doing here. We've been served some elements, some bread, unleavened, and some wine, a cup. No music playing, nobody singing special music, try to make it something more than what it was. And here our Lord is meeting with his disciples for the last Passover meal in transition now to the Lord's table that we're celebrating, because he would, in just a small amount of time, leave here and go and be crucified and slain. And so at that Passover meal, that's where we find our Lord here with his disciples, as they did eat, it says in Mark 14:22. What were they eating already? Well, it was the Passover meal. That old Passover meal had a roast lamb on it, had herbs that were bitter. They had unleavened bread, just like we're partaking of here, and it had the cup. You say, well, where are the bitter herbs? Well, they're gone. Christ has fulfilled them. Where's the lamb? He's fulfilled that as well. He came, lived, died, rose again, and set it on high. So what has he left us? A picture. That's really what this is, a picture of his body. So as he was eating that Passover meal with them, now he transitions into what this really represents. His body, unleavened bread, roast with fire. As you look at it and hold it, it's not designed to fill you up, but it's as a memory. This is the one picture that Christ has left for us as his people to remember him. It wasn't that there weren't artists back in the day that could have designed his picture and done a portrait, but that's not what he's left us. The world's all enthralled about that. You see these pictures hanging around everywhere. It looks like Wild Bill Hickok. That's not our Lord. This is the one picture he's left us right here of his body, and then the cup, his blood shed. And those two elements represent everything that was necessary for him to come and earn righteousness and establish it, and for God to declare then upon completion of his work, everyone for whom he paid the debt, declare them just and righteous. And so that's what this is. It says, as he did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it. Why is it blessed? It's because of who he is. It's like I was just preaching there in the Old Testament. That oil and all those things made out of common elements, it's who they represented that makes it holy and consecrated unto the Lord. You can take this bread and put it on the lips of a dead man, it's not going to give him life. You can take this cup and pour it down the throat of a dead man, it's not going to give him health. But sadly, there are a lot of people that think that. They think, if I can just get to the bread, if I can just eat it, just have it, somehow, now I'm blessed. No, he blessed this because of who the bread represents. And he broke it and gave it to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And remember who's here. These are his disciples. Judas is already gone. He went to betray the Lord. So this is the ones for whom he would pay the debt, not Judas. And then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, so he blessed the one and gave thanks. That's the same thing. He gave it to them, and they all drank of it. Remember, this is on the eve of his going to the cross. And he's celebrating his death. I dare say if it was one of us on the eve of our execution, if it were an execution, you wouldn't be thinking too much about anything but that execution. Well, our Lord here was thinking about his death, but sharing it with his disciples and rejoicing in what was about to take place, knowing that by it God would be satisfied, his Father, and his people would be saved. So that's why this is a celebration, because of who Christ is. And he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, that's what this is, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Not for everybody, but it's the blood of the New Testament. Why is it called the New Testament? Newly fulfilled. Doesn't mean the old wasn't important. That old had to stay in place until Christ came and fulfilled it. But now that he's fulfilled it, oh, the preciousness of being able to worship him in the newness of that testament. You know what the word testament is? We have a last will and testament. It's having the names of those that you count as heirs written already in that testament. That's who Christ came to die to save, was those that the Father had given him. But it's going to be through his shed blood, the shedding of blood unto death, which is shed for many. And he said there in verse 25, verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine. Thankfully, there's not a period there, because drinking with somebody, eating with somebody, indicates fellowship. He's not saying, okay, that's it, one and done. Thankfully, there's a comma there. I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Well, if the kingdom of God were still something future, then that would mean that somehow all this has been suspended, but it's not. He gave us these elements that we might partake and remember his body and his blood. And guess what? He is partaking with us right now in his kingdom. Why? Because he's present with his people. Stop and think about that, that even here as we gather around the Lord's table, he's the honored guest. He's the honored head. Should say, we're the guests. He's the honored head. And that's what we're about here, remembering him. And so when they had sung in him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Let's thank the Lord for what this bread represents, person of our Redeemer, Savior, his blood shed, whereby those that he died to save have been saved. I love to answer that question when people ask you, when did you get saved? Well, when the Lord laid down his life at the cross, that's when my salvation occurred. Someone told me, well, it was when I was 6 years old. That's too late. You know, this goes all the way back to the cross. That's where this matter was settled. If it wasn't settled there, it would never be settled. But if it was settled there, then it's settled forever. Just like you can't change your death date on a death certificate, you can't change a birth date, you can't change the salvation date that was accomplished when Christ died. And I'm thankful we can't. He came and fulfilled it, and we thank him. Gracious Father, thank you for this time around your table to remember your Son. And how he came and took on flesh, sinless flesh, that he might sacrifice his life and lay down that life and shed his blood unto death, that you might be a just God and Savior. I'm thankful that as we gather about this table and partake, that we do remember him until he come. And we give the praise and honor and glory in his precious name. Amen.